You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Having managed her startup for the last 18 months, entrepreneur Kim Hughes knows how difficult it is to get a technology-focused business off the ground. She explains there are many hurdles to success, or just to breaking even, in Australia.
The biggest challenge that we would find is actually finding the right talented people to come and work in the company.
The digital skills gap in Australia's workforce is just one of the reasons why the nation has dropped in the latest World Digital Competitiveness Rankings, released by the International Institute for Management Development. This year, Australia has dropped to 14th place, five steps down from 2015. Leading the field are the United States, Singapore and Sweden. Melinda Cilento is the CEO of the Committee for Economic Development Australia.
But I think the thing that is surprising is that we're slipping down those rankings. Countries like Korea, that used to occupy the place we now do, have actually moved up into the top 10. And I think that's what we need to be worried about.
Australia has topped the tables when it comes to attracting international students to study. Technology take-up is also strong, with Australia coming in third best when it comes to the use of tablet computers. But Australia's technology infrastructure is well below international standard, ranked 54th out of 63 developed countries. And internet speeds continue to lag behind much of the world, ranked only 38th. Kim Hughes says dealing with an unreliable broadband network is a significant hindrance for Australian businesses in the technology sector.
Anyone who's running a startup, we rely heavily on Wi-Fi and, you know, heavily on our infrastructure. And, you know, there are many times where my Wi-Fi will drop out and literally I can't run the business. And, you know, we've got many, many other stories from similar co-founders about that being an issue.
Alex Grushka from advocacy group Startup Oz says more graduates and workers need to be trained in digital skills.
There is a real need for people who understand coding, who understand growth businesses, and can work and help build these businesses from something that employs just a couple of people in a garage to something that employs thousands of people like Atlassian or Canva or other billion-dollar Australian success stories.
He argues a greater level of investment in the technology sector could reap major benefits for the economy.
There's a whole lot of wealth in Silicon Valley. I think California would be the fifth or sixth country in the world in terms of GDP if it was its own country. In Australia, our fledgling technology sector is a lot smaller than that, and we're trying to grow, but we don't have that same cultural ownership of the digital economy.
In a statement, Federal Technology Minister Karen Andrews says the government is working to enable business to invest more, improve their workforce capability, and adopt new technology. She says there needs to be a team effort between government and industry to boost research and development and to maintain our digital competitiveness. Naveen Razik, SBS News.
sbs.com.au